Again, it's Brenda here from Wayfinder. And today, just a very brief talk about how intent really works. After many, many years, around about 25 in fact, of working with intent from the mind, the more I work with intent, the more I understand that the word is not intent, but it is gratitude. From the heart. And it has nothing to do with manifesting and everything to do with trust, surrender, and gratitude. And to know that everything you have asked for is heard on some level in some way. When it is asked for from the heart, it carries a completely different vibration than when it is asked for from the mind as a clarified and well thought out intent. So, have you put in your order for 2021 or the rest of your life? Sometimes what we have asked for in the form of an intent is given, but it is given for the sole purpose of teaching us to know our heart's truth, as our original intended desire was what we thought we wanted, and it is not until it's actually given that we realize there is no energy in it, and we do not resonate with this desire anymore, and possibly we never have. And receiving this gift of an answer is so that we may know our hearts. Feel free to change your mind, because as we evolve and become closer to our essence, more one with our essence, our truth changes constantly. And what we had previously thought we wanted, we want no longer. Consistency is not important, because things do not need to be the way they should be or to be the way they have always been. Consistency is of the past, and the need for us to be consistent or to be seen to be consistent will keep us stuck in fear and in the past. Truth is important, and truth can change every day. And to live in truth, when we ask for guidance or circumstances to be different, or even what could be termed impossible until it happens, of course, we need to live differently and to be different. As our vibration increases, we become heart-centered. And as we ask for guidance or assistance, we ask in gratitude for these things, in gratitude of the heart, as if they have already come to pass, because there is no such thing as linear time. Past, present, future are all one. And as we express our heartfelt gratitude, we then get out of our own way and completely hand over, and we are able to completely hand over by surrendering all of our requests and being present in the knowing that we will receive. This is trust. This is gratitude, surrender, and trust. And receiving is part of the cycle of offering and receiving, which is ever balancing. We have no idea how our desires can manifest, nor whether these desires are for our highest good or are just there to alleviate our fears when we are in the mind. With total handover and trust, we know from the very depths of our being that what comes in for us may well be so much better than we could have ever hoped for, and far beyond the limits of our mind's creation and perception. And there is wonder and there is joy, and there is source, and there is light, and it is all love.